8:33 a.m. from
Joe Potter.
End of message. 12:23 a.m. from
IDD Security. I'm going to grip your head off in your dirty box. I'm going to let a black guy violate your butt.
End of message. Sunday, 1:51 a.m. from
Big Brother.
Hello. Calling from my brother's apartment in Austin. Here's what happened, okay? Me and Steve and Sharon, we get up there. And Sharon gets up there and Sharon had intentionally, had decided to really give us a shaft ever since the beginning, okay? That she really she'd been planning on shitting on us, okay, since the beginning, Sharon had. So we get up here to El Rancho Cima, where you see Karen. Karen's got more of an open mind. Karen's like, well, you can't really leave Carl and Steven at the camp. I mean, like, they'll have nothing to do. That's the way Karen's viewpoint was. Then, we drove to Karen's parents' condo, and it's quite obvious Sharon had a little talk with Karen, and then they were both more have an attitude of, well, fuck them, we'll go do whatever we want. So after that, we drove to make a long story short, we ended up in Austin trying to find Karen and Sharon's friends so that they could buy wine coolers. Okay, Karen and Sharon, ever since the start, Karen had set him up for a date with two other dudes that night. Tonight, she had set him up with two dudes, one named Derek, one named, I think, Mark, something like that. I'm not sure. Maybe Derek and Steve. Well, they couldn't make it, so now they're trying to get two other dudes, they're going out with two other dudes. Okay, Darren and what's-his-name were counselors at the camp. These other dudes are, I don't know who they are. I mean, I'm just kind of upset. I mean, like, from plan A, they planned a date to go out with here at my brother's apartment, but there wasn't. Things were pretty slow. They ended up being couch potatoes. I've had two wine coolers. Steven's had seven. He's tickled, but we're going to be heading back to the condo pretty soon, and I'm kind of pretty pissed off right now. And that's generally the whole situation, and they did shit on us royally, and I'm not too happy. Really not too happy at all. Don't really know what to say.
End of message. Thursday, 5:08 p.m. from.
Sorry, I probably won't be home till 9 o'clock, but I'll call you when I get home. Okay, love you. Bye.
End of message. Tuesday, 11:03 p.m. from.
Sorry, I love
you. End of message. Tuesday, 6:46 p.m. from.
Sorry, I'm sorry. I forgot about the bumper driver. Anyway, I won't be home till around 5. Well, actually, about 6 or 7 tonight. So I'll call you when I get home, okay? Love you. Bye.
End of message. Tuesday, 3:30 p.m. from.
Big Brother.
Friday, July 24th, 2:59 p.m. from.
Sorry, you hit a button.
End of message. Tuesday, 9:37 a.m. from.
Sorry. Good morning. Have you taken your medicine today? Probably not. Oh, well. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
End of message. Monday, July 27th, 4:36 p.m. from.
Sorry. Anyway, did you get hold of Brooke? Never mind. I know you got hold of Rebecca. You left me a message with Rebecca. Is she going with us tonight? And what time are we going? I'll call you when I get home. Bye.
End of message. Kept. Saturday, July 25th, 9:38 p.m. from.
Sorry. When I saw the clock, I decided I'd change my mind and tell you not to call me back if it's up to date. But I will call you. No. I'll see you. Why am I going to call you? I'll see you in the morning when you get to church, okay? Bye.
End of message. Saturday, July 25th, 9:35 p.m. from.
Sorry. Call me back when you get home anyway. I'll still be up. Love you. Bye.
End of message. Wednesday, July 22nd, 11:24 a.m. from.
Sorry. I didn't call you last night because I had a lot of stuff I had to do. Anyway, I have to go back to the office because I've got more stuff to do. But I'll talk to you tomorrow when you come to church and I have a question that I have to ask. But I'll ask you later. See you later. Love you.
End of message. Saturday, July 18th, 2:22 a.m. from
Big Brother.
Okay, I got it now. Listen to this.
End of message. Friday, July 17th, 10:59 a.m. from
Well, it's 10 o'clock in the morning. I'm sitting here bored to death because I have to do laundry before we go anywhere tonight. I asked my mom what time I had to be home 3 times. She never told me, but that's okay. Anyway, I'm going to call you in a little while, so I hope you're awake. And then I'm going to call my mom, and I've talked to Dean, and I've talked to Bonnie, and Bonnie's going to meet us here. Anyway, you'll find all that out when I call you. Talk to you later. Bye.
End of message. Thursday, July 16th. 6:30 p.m. from End of message. Thursday, July 16th, 6:09 p.m. from
Mark, I feel terrible. Leave a message for me.
End of message. Thursday, July 16th, 12:13 p.m. from
Mark. Do you know who's been calling me and just hanging up or letting a phone ring or pressing a bunch of buttons?
End of message. Wednesday, July 15th, 10:02 a.m. from
Did I leave my billfold in your car yesterday? If I did, then call me back and tell me. But if I didn't, okay, I just have to look for it some more. Anyway, I have to go back to the office, so I'll talk to you later. I love you. Bye.
End of message. Tuesday, July 14th, 2:56 p.m. from
Why'd you change my greeting? What have you been up to all day? Not a whole lot, but that's okay. Anyway, I just got to see what you were doing, but I'll talk to you later. Bye.
End of message. Monday, July 13th, 9:55 p.m. from Sunday, July 12th, 4:57 p.m.
What's the deal with Big Mouth, and how come you call me every other minute and tell me about it?
End of message. Monday, July 13th, 9:12 p.m. from
What happened to all the messages that I had in my mailbox? I had 12 and now I've got 10. Oh well, that's okay. Thought you were going to leave me a message. Said you deleted them. I'll talk to you later. Bye. Love you.
End of message. Monday, July 13th, 4:16 p.m. from
What a world. I'm going to shoot you, but that's okay. I'll forgive you. I can't go to the movies Thursday, but Mama said I can go Thursday night. Anyway, how many staples are in a box of 5,000? I'll tell you the answer later. Bye. I love you.
End of message. Monday, July 13th, 11:27 a.m. from
Well, I'm at work today, and it's awfully hot up here. It would be nice to get home where it's air conditioned, but I'm not going to sit here and complain and gripe, so you don't have to listen to it. Anyway, we can go see 2 movies Thursday, because we've got all day Thursday to go. But I'll talk to you later. I love you. Bye.
End of message. Monday, July 13th, 9:34 a.m. from
Brother.
Monday, July 13th, 2:37 a.m. from End of message. Sunday, July 12th, 9:23 p.m. from
Carl called me too, but he didn't say anything. He just played a bunch of music. But we can go to the movie Thursday when we have nothing to do. Neat, huh? Anyway, I have to go back and play Donkey Kong with Neil and Steven, so I'll talk to you later. Bye. I love you.
End of message. Saturday, July 11th, 11:24 p.m. from...
Sorry, can't talk, but I called to tell you I love you.
Bye. End of message. Saturday, July 11th, 2:28 p.m.
His lunch was good, but this is becoming boring, so I think I'm going to put these skinnies away. I called Chris, and I left him a nice, short, sweet message, but as if he really cares. I told him his mouth gives him away as soon as he opens it. I have to go now, so I'll talk to you later and love you. Bye.
End of message. Thursday, July 9th, 9:48 p.m.
Well, I finally got my message, but how mad would you get if I were to delete the one that I'm on? Pretty mad. Never mind. Forget I asked. Anyway, you know, sitting here begging, okay? Mama's really not in that bad of a mood. Was mad at Gemma. Anyway, I'm gonna go now. Because Steven's playing for a second. I want to play later. Love you. Ah.
End of message. Thursday, July 9th, 10:28 a.m. from...
Here we go.
Wednesday, July 1st, 10:30 p.m.
Hi. What's going on? What was your mom saying?
She put a file folder. You're not recording this,
right? No. A file what?
A file folder in this bag that we put in the car.
Uh-huh.
That had a real important letter in it to the seminary.
Real important? Uh-oh.
Yeah, because see, my mom and Robert have to go for a personal interview.
Right.
Because of the fact they've both been divorced. Well, actually, this is, it's standard now for people to do this, but had it not been standard, they would have to go for a personal interview with the people at the seminary for the fact they've both been divorced and Robert wants to go into the ministry.
Right.
And they've got to, quote, prove it's a divine calling.
Sure.
Okay, so anyway, my mom wrote a letter telling about her life when she grew up as a child, briefly, as when she grew up as a child, when she married, when she divorced, why she divorced the first time, why she remarried, why she divorced again, and then how our life is now. And it's 2 pages long.
Oh.
And that folder's not in that bag like we thought it was.
Well, where is it?
I don't know.
Back at the office, maybe?
We hope so.
Or else in a back seat, underneath the, you know, it could be anywhere.
Well, see, I didn't lock the car at the church, but nobody would have taken it.
That's right. That's right. Don't worry about it.
And that would have been...
Did he?
I have to go get taped.
Which one?
In your praise to the Lord, Diane Grant. And...
Can those be found at the sound warehouse?
Probably. I don't know. It's performance tracks.
Oh.
And Friend of a Wounded Heart.
Heart of Noise. I do.
I need those two songs for the tape that I have to make for the continent.
No.
Oh. You ought to care.
Actually, I don't want you to go. I don't want you to be gone, you know? Maybe it's just, I'm just being selfish.
You can come and see me.
I'm just being selfish. Yeah, when you're in Houston.
Hey, huh? You're going to be gone all year long.
Not during the summer when you'll be doing this.
End of message.
People who don't work at ITT.
ITT Security.
Super Doug.
It's Mr. Merlin.
Steven. Big Brother.
Sammy Slipshot.
Oliver North.
Brad. Joe Friday's girlfriend.
Hey.
Joe Friday.
Hello. You have reached.
Joe Friday.
You may start your message now.
She's not here, but you can leave a message for her. And she'll be back pretty soon. Bye.
You may start your message now.
negative message. 12:43 a.m.
Hey, Friday, this is Cutter. Alan told me that everybody's getting pissed off at me about me breaking into somebody's mailbox, and I didn't do it. I didn't break into anybody's mailbox. The only thing I did was I went into that one mailbox 545 that didn't even have a passcode on it, and I started playing with that. I didn't figure anybody would notice since the person that used to own it wasn't working there anymore. And then I got on there and I was fooling with it, and then I found out that everybody was pissed off at me, so I got out, I cleaned it all out, I cleaned out all the messages, put the passcode back to 0000, and, you know, it's the same way it was, but I was never messing with anybody else's mailbox, so, you know, I don't know why everybody's getting mad at me about that, because I don't know where they got the idea that I did it. Anyway, bye.
End of message. Tuesday, 1:23 p.m. from
Gregor.
Okay, here it is. It has Gregor and my name Alan in it, so it's bound to be either you or Mark. Who else knows I'm on here? Okay, dude, here it is.
Monday, 5:36 p.m. from
Cutter.
Leave me alone. I'll die.
I hope you get paid.
Thank you.
Carter's message. Monday, 4:36 p.m. from...
My name is Friday.
Sender's message. Monday, 2:35 p.m. from...
Call me, please call me, I'm bored, call me. Your phone's up there, I tried going to the BBS line, but all I got was a BBS, so call me, please call me, help, call me, help.
Sender's message. Monday, 12:27 a.m. from...
I don't even know why I talk to her anymore.
Sender's message. Sunday, 4:20 p.m. from... Sender's message. Sunday, 3:10 p.m. from... Sender's message. Saturday, 1:11 p.m. from...
Hi.
Sender's message. Saturday, 12:09 a.m. from...
203. Oh, wow, that's pretty neat that something like this spreads like that. Oh, yeah, have you tried to go to 204 directly and hear my intro since I put the music in there? It's not too good. Anyway, just wondering. See you later. Looks like I'll be heading out tomorrow morning. How often do you check this thing out? See you later, Gagrivar. Or so I'm told. Anyway, bye.
End of message. Friday, 11:21 p.m. from...
Have you ever wondered what it sounds like when David Lofthouse has sex?
Friday, 10:34 p.m. End of message. Friday, 11:20 p.m. from...
Have you ever wondered what it sounds like when Ronald Reagan has hemorrhoids?
Friday, 10:36 p.m. End of message. Friday, 11:17 p.m. from...
Sit back and enjoy the sounds of mating whales.
Friday, 10:38 p.m. End of message. Friday, 11:17 a.m. from...
This person.
Tuesday, July 28th, 6:45 p.m. from...
I don't know. How do you miss three monkeys from one container to claim the water?
End of message. Friday, 12:40 a.m. from...
Hey,
I was checking around some local shops the other day, and I happened to wander into the toy hobby shop in the mall. It was pretty neat. They had lots of new neat products this year that just weren't around last year. One of the things that I brought home with me was a neat little hobby kit called Mr. Geneticist. Yes, that's right. It takes the place of the ancient chemistry set. Well, Mr. Geneticist comes complete with everything you need to alter the evolution of an entire species. It's really fantastic, and I would like to announce that my first experiment has been a complete success. Yes, I have successfully bred the wings off of a common housefly. That's right. It's no longer a fly. It's a lock. In a related story, another such geneticist kit, this one aimed for produce, has been introduced. With it, you can alter an orange to make it a blue. Yes, these and many other fun-filled facts brought to you courtesy of the Total Perspective Vortex. Tune in tomorrow when we'll have another update, maybe.
End of message. Wednesday, August 12th, 1:51 a.m. from...
By the way, the universe is permeated with the odor of turpentine. And how much red widow would chip chip if it would chip chip?
Chuck Wood. What the hell is a word, Chuck?
Wednesday, August 12th, 1:50 a.m.
Greetings. You want messy and many of them, you big fellows. I believe we have a special on Chop Liver today.
End of message. Thursday, August 6th, 9:43 a.m. from...
Good morning.
Yes,
I have my bathing
suit.
I'm wearing it, so all you have to do is
pick
me up. Anyway,
I have to go back to work.
If I'm not
saying
it right, please
don't
have to
let
us.
Bye. End of message. That
was your last message. 9:03 p.m. from... If you want to talk about bad luck, yesterday this girl calls me and says, come over, there's nobody home. I went over. There's nobody home.
End of message. 8:59 p.m. from...
This is Carter. Hey, here's a list of all the mailboxes I found on the Final 3 voice system. And, you know, I thought y'all might be interested in them. And I'll let y'all know as I give them out. You know, as I give the mailbox out, I'll let you know who I give them to and, you know, like that. But anyway, I thought y'all might be interested in this complete list. Anyway, bye.
Tuesday, 8:54 p.m.
This is the current list of vacant mailboxes in the 1-800-53 voice system. In the 8,000s, 8,600s, and 8,700s.
7 p.m.
p.m. from 6.
Bye. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear mother. Happy birthday to you.
End of message. Thursday, 4:57 p.m. from 6.
Bye.
Hello. What time is going to be at your house
by? End of message. Wednesday, 3 p.m. from...
This is Cutter. Hello, everybody. This is Cutter. And about that 5-3 voices. I have, I've put a password on all of the mailboxes so that, you know, in case it gets out, you know, everybody's up. You know, because we want to control it so that people get on there. We don't want to have anybody on there. Since, you know, the mailboxes will run out pretty quick anyway, but, you know, we don't want to get people, like, the phone or whatever. Anyway, and, let's see. Okay. Gagabar's mailbox is 8656. Big Brother's 8685. Friday's 8767. Mine's 8770. And, you know, we'll just work from there. Anybody that wants on, you know, anybody that wants on, as long, you know, as long as they're not going to be in there trying to guess people's passwords and mess up the system, you know, we'll just let them in and give them a mailbox anyway. But I just thought I'd let y'all know, and I gave everybody a mailbox. And I guess that's about it. Anyway, I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.
End of message. Wednesday, 2:51 p.m. from 6.
Bye.
Hello. Me and my car broke up just fine, and I named it today. But I'll tell you about it later when I see it. Anyway, I've got to go back to the office. My mom finally decided to be excited about my car, and Michael got a bag. Anyway, I'll talk to you later. Love you. Bye.
End of message. Tuesday, 10:53 p.m. from 6.
Bye.
Read song. I had to call your dorm, but nobody has. I've got to go. Bye.
End of message. Tuesday, 9:04 p.m. from 6.
Bye.
Hey. Mark.
Yeah?
I wanted to tell you hi. We got this cool car, you know? It's like silver, isn't it? Well, we miss it. Bye-bye.
End of message.
Hey, Mom? Mom, that can't be you.
Oh, yes, it's me, Marty. Are you all right?
I'm fine. It's just that you're so big. And is that Biff behind you? Biff, you look a lot different.
Well, that's very nice. Thank you very much.
Why are y'all here?
Now, why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
No. It's leave. Make like a tree and leave. You sound like a fool every time you say it wrong.
Right then, leave!
Thank you.
I'm 1.